wonderful life. And I know this is where I belong.
All right, welcome back. The last few minutes of the early show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. You know, Hillary Clinton wants to see Joe Biden ratchet up sanctions against Russia. And to be quite honest with you, you know, I don't know why President Biden has not just unloaded everything that he possibly can with sanctions on Russia for the invasion of Ukraine. Hillary Clinton said, "I would hope that the administration and European allies and others would move even more quickly to impose sanctions not only on the economy of Russia, but also on individual actors within that economy, all the way up to the Russian President Vladimir Putin," Clinton told MSNBC's Morning Joe on This Morning. "When push comes to shove, people are in NATO because they need collective defense against a resurgent Russian imperialism," she said. "I don't understand why President Biden would not create the sanctions all the way up to Vladimir Putin. Why should he be spared? Why should others that support this insurgency to Ukraine be spared anything? They all should be hit with the stiffest of sanctions that the United States has, because the United States is certainly not going to send troops in. The only deterrent possible has to be through sanctions." And I, for the life of me, don't understand why Biden is pussyfooting around with the sanctions. On Thursday, Biden applied sanctions to families close to Putin, Sergei Ivanov, and his son, Sergei Nikolai, and his son, Andrei Igor Setkin, and his son, Ivan Aldrin. I mean, to pick out a handful of oligarchs and say, "I'm going to sanction them," is not sending a stern enough message. You've got to choke them off and make them pay the price. And I know what President Biden is attempting to do is not punish the Russian people. But, you know, if you can't separate the people from their leadership, that's what war is. And it's unfortunate. But there's no excuse and no reason, I think, and Hillary Clinton is absolutely right, why he should hold back anything. There hasn't been with these sanctions that President Biden has began with. It certainly hasn't done anything to slow down Putin. You know, Putin said that his country is ready to negotiate with Ukraine, you know, this morning. But they're already moving throughout the entire nation and almost at the capital. And they have directed to kill many government leaders in Ukraine. You don't begin to talk negotiation after you've done that. So there has to be some reprisal. And the only reprisal that this nation and NATO can do and the world can do is punish them. They're not going to punish them militarily, but they have to punish them economically. And the sooner you begin that quest, the sooner the people in Russia, you know, starve. And I hate to say that. They've been struggling. They didn't make the decision to invade. And as I was saying earlier, 1,700 protested the move by their president. And they don't alone have the power to prevent or make President Putin back up off of anything that he's decided. The only pressure that Putin would respond to or that could have any kind of impact on his thinking would be those who he relies on to launder his money, to keep the funding going into his secret accounts robust, the former Secretary of State said, that Hillary Clinton said. We've got to go after those oligarchs who are supporting Putin financially. They need to pay a price, whether their yachts are seized or their homes are seized or whatever it might be, to get their attention, she added. This is a critical moment, and we've got to bring maximum pressure on Putin as quickly as possible. Clinton said she'd also support further military assistance through weapons and addition of more troops. On Thursday, Biden announced 7,000 more service members would be deployed to Germany, but maintained that the U.S. military would not fight in Ukraine. So, you know, I don't, you know, Vladimir Putin is saying he's ready to negotiate. You know, you've done this kind of damage already, no telling how many people, citizens you've killed, and now you've moved towards controlling the capital. They've also taken control over the Chernobyl site, and you got to ask the question: why would they want the Chernobyl site? And the only thing and the only reason that they could possibly want the Chernobyl site is to possibly spread the radiation. I mean, this is the kind of sinister and horrific mindset that has to be going on with Vladimir Putin and Russia. Because the only thing that's in Chernobyl, you know, the nuclear, you know, gases, and which can let loose, cannot just kill those folk in Ukraine, but all over. And so, why did they take control of that? It is unfortunately not going to end swiftly. It's not going to end well. And that's why I will again say that Republicans who support him in this, blood is on their hands too. And if you can't seem to think and understand that this move that is being made by a man who I even hesitate to call a human being. You know, he's thinking. He's a human being in flesh and blood, but his characteristics and acts are that of a beast. And that's exactly what he is doing. And, you know, we're going to see even worse atrocities as the days go by, because the more that Ukraine doesn't surrender, the more difficult this is going to become. Pompeo, the former, you know, Donald Trump stooge, says the U.S. should be crushing the Russians via European energy. I would do anything that can possibly be done to bring pain on Russia and Vladimir Putin should be done. And I do think that there are people on the other side of this who don't want to punish and hurt innocent Russian citizens. But the innocent citizens in Ukraine are being hurt and being punished. And I'm not saying, again, that we should not be concerned about the innocent citizens in Russia. but they cannot be spared at the expense of all of the Ukrainian people who are dying. Just cannot. Look, we got to get out of here. I want to thank everybody for a wonderful week. Thank you for taking the time out to listen. Thank you, Sam. It's good to be back in the studio.
Yeah, we're getting a little bit more normal around here. It feels good.
Yeah, I hope you have a great and safe weekend.
You too.
I'll be back on Monday. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you all later. She got a job at a local